About to be busy.
So we're probably going to have to read now because we got four verses in purport to do. So, my dear Krishna, Yasoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. Purport. Here is another
Just one
explanation of the.
second. I'm sorry if everybody please could mute right now. Thank you.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do too many word meanings, or we'll probably run out of time really fast because there's four verses and they have purports, and actually they all have purports. So I'm just going to read it. Here, purport. This here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the supreme, and at the same time a plaything in the presence of his pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only, and while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of his devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They don't consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him only a child. A child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother, Yashoda. The Lord, in his naturally childish, playful activities, stocked butter of Mother Yasoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yasoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yashoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep, just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared often by fear personified, yet he is afraid of his mother, who wanted to punish him just as an ordinary Just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yasoda was not. Therefore, Yasoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yasoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yasoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord, but she was made to forget the situation, because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. So I'll just read the rest of my assigned verses here. Kechit aho rajam jatam punya shlokasya kirtaye yado priyasyam bhavaye malayas yeva chandanam. Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings. Others say he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. Purport. Because the Lord's appearance in this material world is bewildering, there are different opinions about the birth of the unborn. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says he takes his birth in the material world, although he is the Lord of all creations and is unborn. So there cannot be any denial of the birth of the unborn because he himself establishes the truth. But still there are different opinions as to why he takes his birth. This is also declared in the Bhagavad Gita. He appears by his own internal potency to reestablish principles of religion and to protect the pious, to annihilate the impious. That is the mission of the appearance of the unborn. Still, it is said the Lord is there to glorify the pious King Yudhishthira. Lord Sri Krishna certainly wanted to establish the kingdom of the Pandavas for the good in the world, all the good of all in the world. When there's a pious king ruling over the world, the people are happy. When the ruler is impious, the people are unhappy. In the age of Kali, in most cases, the rulers are impious, therefore the citizens are also continuously unhappy. But in the case of democracy, the impious citizens themselves elect their representative to rule over them. Therefore, they cannot blame anyone for their unhappiness. Maharaj Nala was also celebrated as a great pious king, but he had no connection with Lord Krishna. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira is meant here to be glorified here, glorified by Lord Krishna. He had also glorified King Yadu, having taken his birth in his family. He is known as Yadava, Yaduvir, and Yadunandan. Although the Lord is always independent of such obligation, he is just like the sandalwood that grows in Malaya Hills. Trees can go anywhere and everywhere, yet because the sandalwood trees grow mostly in the area of Malaya Hill, the name sandalwood and Malaya Hills are interrelated. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is ever unborn like the sun, yet he appears as the sun rises on the eastern horizon. As the sun is never the sun of the eastern horizon, so the Lord is never one sun, but he is the father of everything that be. So for some reason, I was giving all these verses. It's a long other purport. I'm not sure if I'll do all this, but perhaps we could say something here.
No, it's no need. If you don't, just do two verses. That's fine. I can rearrange the other verses.
All right. Yeah, because over here in Gainesville, if you don't do your assigned verses, then the entire universe becomes misaligned. You know, the guy freaks out who's in charge because he's prepared it in such a way. Like I had 65 verses last time I gave class from the CC, but I mean they didn't really have purport. Actually, they have one sentence purports. The whole story of Madhavendra Puri and et cetera. But it was a long, plus, you know, anyway. So, all right, so I have that embedded in my head, so I figured you were stuck to it or something.
No. We're just happy for your mercy.
All right, yeah, well, whatever mercy, yeah. So anyway, in this famous pastime, which devotees have a hard time pronouncing, at least the description of, Gopyadade Twaikatagasi Dhammatavad. It's talked about Krishna as Damodar, although it never actually says Damodar too much. I don't remember in this whole purport whether he uses the word Damodar. He doesn't say that anywhere, amazingly enough. In any case, several points are in the verse. It says, though fear personified is afraid of you. Yanama Yadbibeti Swayambayam. There's one verse earlier in the Bhagavatam how chanting the holy name causes fear personified to flee in fear itself. And similarly here, Krishna, he likes to act like he's afraid. He likes to act like he's afraid, and he's covered actually by Yogamaya, really thinking he's now Mother Yasoda. When she used to have so many cows, but she had favorite cows, and seven or eight, she used to churn the milk, the yogurt, into butter from those particular cows. She had some very excellent, because she was always thinking. She came to some conclusion that the servants would burn milk. And so on this particular day that this pastime happened, she was churning. Although, I mean, she's Mother Yasoda, she's queen. She didn't have to be churning butter. She could, you know, in India, even to date, when you see ladies that have their hands all decorated with henna and all this stuff, that means whatever that's, decoration, they decorate their hands. It actually signifies that you're from a higher great higher level of society. You don't need to work, although you see poor women have it sometimes too. But generally, women can decorate their hands very beautifully, especially very beautifully. It means they don't have to mess it up at any time. But the Yasoda, she was churning, and then Krishna had been breaking all along. We know that people were coming and complaining about Krishna and Balaram breaking butter pots and stealing yogurt and butter. On this particular day, she was boiling some milk, and she felt the milk was boiling over. She got up. Krishna came in. He was walking in and talking, and she was so ecstatic. She just took him on her lap, that Krishna is so intelligent. And he's speaking. He's just a little, practically a baby boy, and he's speaking so wonderfully. So she took him on her lap. She was nursing him. But then immediately she got up. She thought, well, I want to serve Krishna with this wonderful milk, but that's not good enough. Mother Yasoda, she made a boo-boo. And so Krishna got very angry. He ran out. When she ran out, he ran out. And he snuck out, and he started breaking pots with sticks and rocks, and with a rock, I think. And he broke this pot and yogurt. She came out, and she saw he was gone, and saw the yogurt, saw the footprints. But she was actually smiling, you know, and she was trying to find Krishna and catch him. Ultimately, she caught up with him, as described here, with the rope. And we know that the rope is described, that rope is actually, by the time she kept trying to tie Krishna, Mother sort of thinking, wait a minute, Krishna's so small, he's hardly as big as my fist or something, you know, still, I can't tie him up. So I think as Vishwanath Chakravarti said, that the rope, if you read the Sanskrit, it actually means that the rope ultimately became 150 feet long, something like that, long. But it was always 2 fingers short. And also Vishwanath describes that this 2 fingers represents 1 finger's width and another finger's width. Is the 1 finger represents the mercy of Krishna, which obviously Mother Yasoda had the mercy. And the other finger represents the parishram, the hard labor that a devotee takes, painstaking labor to serve Krishna, which Mother Yasoda obviously took. She was churning the butter, but very blissfully, but still she was sweating. And her hair was kind of a little messed up, and she was sweating, and milk was pouring out of her breast, and she was she was churning very vigorously. So, but this labor and thought of Krishna, how she took out and extracted the cream of the cream of the cream of the milk, and this is the labor of the devotee. These two represent this effort of Krishna, or rather of the devotee, and this mercy of Krishna represent the 2 fingers. So, of course, then finally she bound them, and he dragged the does another whole pastime with Mani Griva Nala Kuvera. So and the mercy they received, but the idea here is that Mother Yasoda, the pastime of Mother Yasoda, is being thought of by Kunti, just like in a future verse, in a couple of three verses, Vasudev and Devaki are mentioned, that they prayed for you. Actually, they prayed also in this mood of mixed, wasn't pure devotion. Vasudev and Devaki is described as the Gyan, and there's a little bit, something called Gyan Mishra and or Gyanamayi, and then ultimately Rati, these three degrees of bhakti. So when in a previous life, Vasudev and Devaki were known as Krishni and Sutapa. Later, they also appeared as Kasyapa and Aditi. But when they were in the previous form, they were always praying that they could, in their conjugal love, somehow was tainted, because Prabhupada describes, actually, although they were conjugal, but they wanted Krishna as a son. They wanted God as a son. So they did attain Krishna Garbha, and then they attained Vaman. And as Krishna Garbha, they also did incredible austerity, 12,000 celestial years by our calculations. by higher calculation, it's not so much. By Brahma's, after all, Sutapa was the son of Brahma, so it's not considered such a long time from their angle. But from our angle, it's very, very long time, and to perform pranayama and to only breathe and eat dry leaves. I don't know. They weren't obviously doing anything wrong. They were very, very elevated persons. But still, they attained Krishna finally directly in the prison house of Kamsa. And then in that situation, they offered prayers. Krishna appeared there first in his forum form. And as is described, there's some famous verses there. But Devaki and first Vasudeva and Devaki both offered prayers, but in this, still in this mood of mixed, not total pure devotion, so they couldn't appreciate Krishna as Madhya Soda could in Nanda Maharaj. Triopo Panishad Bhishcha Sankhyos Chasatvatai. There's a verse that's spoken after. This is a verse spoken or said in the Bhagavatam about Mother Yasoda, that what the Upanishads are describing and Mahatmyam, they're glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all the great devotees, Satvatai, she attained as her son. And but one cannot attain this without this pure, pure devotion. Prabhupada said, we cannot imitate that devotion. We can hardly aspire even. Just as Kunti, she was simply meditating on this situation, Dashashru. Dashashru means a situation, as it says here in this Dashashru. So Krishna was rubbing his eyes, and at one point in 1973 or 4, Prabhupada had introduced the Damodar Astakam, and he said this we should chant every night during the month of Kartik, which I know people look forward to. Here in this temple, the population of attendance increases. People know that during Kartik, meditating on this form of Krishna, of course we have form of Shyamasundar also, but as a baby or whatever, it attracts people so much. Everyone's interactive. They're offering their candle. They're offering their ghee wick, whatever it is. And so Prabhupada also lived in the Radha Damodar temple, is something we should note, and meditated always on Rupa and Jiva Goswami, all the six Goswamis. So in that prayer, is more detail is given, or at least an ecstatic Sanskrit prayer, that how Krishna rubbed his eyes, Rudantam Ahor Netra Yugmam Rijantam. He's rubbing his eyes with his hands, with his amboja, his lotus like Yugmena means his two hands. And it says Shatanka, he's very fearful. So this is called Nija Bhaktavas, that one can actually bring Krishna under control with his love, with his loving devotion. Otherwise, as far as fear personified is described as Durga, or sometimes a serpent. But Prabodhananda Saraswati, in his one verse, he describes Kaivalyam Narakayate, Tridashapurakashapushpayate, Vidhi Mahendradish Chakatayate. He's describing that Lord Brahma, Indra, all these big, big demigods, Lord Shiva, nothing but insects compared to the love he feels for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that if one gets the loving glance, just as Mother Yasoda got the glance of Krishna, I'm sure Prabodhananda Saraswati did get the glance directly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We had direct association, at least for those 4 months of the rainy season at Sri Rangam. He had the glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the full mercy, yet karunya kataksha vaibhavatam tam goram evastuma. This is the pure mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Prabodhananda Saraswati. So he says in that prayer that Dordan Tendriya Kalasar Patali Putkata Damstrayati, that that the material energy appears fearful if we think of it, that it's a snake, but he's thinking that it's nothing more than a snake without fangs, without poison. Even if it has some kind of fangs, the bite will not be poisonous. But if so, without falling in the line of Prabodhananda Saraswati and the six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the bite of the material energy will be always lethal. And that material energy, of course, is personified by Durga. Durga has her 10 arms. Whatever we try to accumulate in this world, she will take it away. And Durga herself is described, Chayeva Yashibhuvanani Bibharti Durga. This whole material world is very difficult to overcome. Durgam Patastat Kaveo Vedanti. All the Kavis, all great sages have warned us that it's a very sharp-edged razor that we're using in this material world. If one doesn't use the razor correctly, he'll cut his own throat, cut a vein, cut an artery, he'll be finished. This is the nature of Durga. So that same Durga is afraid of Krishna, but Krishna is now afraid of Mother Yasoda. So the devotee can step over the head of this material energy, the step, just like Dhruva Maharaj stepped on the head of death when he entered into his Biman. So the devotees, they step over this material energy, Govatsapadam. It's like a tiny footprint of the calf. This whole ocean of material energy becomes very tiny. It shrinks. Maya Dyakshena Prakriti Suvide Sacharacharam. Krishna is looking at this. He's overseeing. There's nothing higher than Krishna. He says himself, Matak Paratram Nanyat Kinchirasti, nothing higher than me, nothing higher. But still here, he's subservient. He's a baby. He's lying to his mother just for fun, just as kids always lie. So Krishna came and he was lying. Oh, I won't steal butter. Oh, I didn't eat earth. Mother Yasoda looks in his mouth and she sees the entire cosmos along with all the material elements. The entire time, energy, karma of all the living entities, everything. And she, so, for a while, she's thinking, what's all this? Am I dreaming? She's seeing herself in his mouth. And then again, it's described Nashtamoha. Smriti, her memory is wiped out, her mundane memory. It was kind of a gan. Suddenly she became philosophically speculative just for a couple of moments. She was thinking, what's this? I mean, what's going on? This is my son? This is something amazing. She just lapsed. But then immediately she's again covered completely by Yogamaya. Whereas in this material world, we are covered by the Mahamaya, like Kamsa, in this mentality of Kamsa. Kamsa never comes in contact, really. Just as Krishna doesn't contact the material energy directly. It says in Brahma Sangita, after describing in detail the glance of Krishna or Mahavishnu on the living entities impregnating the various universes, Navyoga Stayasaha does not consort with the material energy, never. But Durga remains Chayeva, just as a shadow following Krishna. Similarly, the time element. Yach Chakshare Sasavita Sakalagrahanam, the sun. The sun is also mounting the wheel of time. So our, in the material sense, our lives are being cut short day by day. Ayorharti Vai Pung Sun. Without speaking Krishna Gata, which of course most ordinary persons are not speaking Krishna Gata, without being absorbed, the transcendental meditation of Krishna, just as Kunti is, we're completely subject to this Mahamaya, just as Kamsa was. He got that baby in the form of Durga. He threw down that female baby that Nanda had. Of course, Nanda was completely, rather Vasudeva was completely protected. He was protected from the Jamuna. He exchanged babies. And then he came back. He put on the shackles. The shackles immediately went on. Everything was arranged by the Yogamaya. So the parents of Krishna, they're bewildered. But, and just as Kunti, she's also bewildered. But this is not also also mundane bewilderment, because she's only meditating on Krishna. This is the kind of bewilderment, vidambanam, that we seek as devotees. We want to become, we were after that. We want that bewilderment, just like the gopis. Gopis are chastising Radharani. They're chastising Krishna. Oh, Krishna, what did you do? You're like that. And they're able to play very intimately, the coward boys. Oh, Krishna, you could not defeat us. You know, Sridham, Sudham. They get on Krishna's back. They play games like that with Krishna. Krishna is just another boy. Very wonderful, very beautiful. Every day, some demon was killed during Krishna's Leela. We hear about the big famous ones, Agasura, but every day, Prabhupada says, Vishwanath Chakravarti says, every day there were different demons that we may not hear about them all. And even from the time that Krishna was a baby, no one thought, well, how could Krishna, like that, the first demon that we hear about is that that female she demon. She came to try to poison Krishna, Putana. She came like a very beautiful woman, very amazing. And then all the coward men and women, they were completely bewildered by her. She came in and she tried to kill Krishna. She couldn't kill Krishna. And then he was taken up in the sky by that whirlwind demon. Still, the nothing. And then Krishna kicked the cart. And then when the coward men came and saw the cart all smashed to pieces, but Krishna was lying very peacefully. They were thinking, what's going on? How did this happen? They couldn't figure it out. Then the little boy said, no, we saw Krishna kicked the cart. And then this demon came out. And they were like, well, I don't know about all this stuff. I don't know. And of course, Nanda was warned by Vasudeva that there would be demons. And he was thinking, then when there was that Putana, and then he was thinking, well, maybe Vasudeva is a mystic. He knows something, you know, this would happen. Of course, he was a Kshatriya. He wasn't naive. He knew that something, that Kamsa was obviously up to something, because he was imprisoned by Kamsa. He had direct experience of Kamsa. So this Kamsa mentality, no matter where we flee, is described in the Bhagavatam, to different planets, Marjo Mrityu Byala. The snake will capture us. We cannot escape at any time. At birth after birth, Mrityu, Samsara, we're in this samsara. And actually, our only loophole is to get hold of these and meditate on, just as Kunti is doing here, on these lotus feet of Krishna and his pastimes. Iti driksa lila birananda kunde. We want to be just like the residents of Vrindavan, Ananda Kunde. They're drowned in an ocean of bliss. This is our aspiration. Tadyeshita keshu bhaktarjitat bam. That Krishna himself is saying, I'm conquered by pure love. That's all. Puna prematas tam sata avriti vande. The devotee is praying in that prayer to Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. Idam teva purnata gopala balam. I only want this vision, just as Kunti has this vision of this gopala balam, this little boy Krishna. We know also that Lord Chaitanya said, when he was approached by Balabha Bhattacharya, that Balabha Bhattacharya wrote something that he was kind of boasting. He said, I have written something describing all the names of Krishna, and I've given such a big explanation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, what explanation are you giving? I only know two names of Krishna. And one of them, he said, was Yasodhanandana. And of course, Yasodhanandana means especially this pastime and all these pastimes with Yasoda. And Shyamasundara also, he said. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, he could speak any name of Krishna, but just to give him a good lesson, he was showing that you should become humble. Like, this is the only way to really get the mercy of Krishna, this prasad of Krishna. And Balabha Bhattacharya was such a big-time pundit, famous, and even has his own sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya, associated with him, especially several times in a dialogue Ram, coming from Vrindavan and later in Puri. But then he had to teach him a good lesson. He was Lord Chaitanya said, I don't know why you're thinking that I am so great. He was praising Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm not very great, actually. Anything I know, I've taken from Sarup Damodar Ramananda Roy. He's trying to always give him good example. And because his explanations, he had tried to jump over Sridhar Swami, the original commentator of Bhagavatam. Nobody in the whole Puri would listen to him, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't listen to him. He was feeling his self-esteem was definitely diminished. But he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somehow or other. That mercy is that you have to become humble. And I only know two names, and one of them is Yasodhananda. So this pastime, of course, is the most typical Yasoda's pastime. And Kunti Devi's meditating on it. So again, in this next verse, Kechido horajam jatam punya shloka shakirtaye yado priyasam bhavaye nashe vachandaram. So this is interesting that Malaysia, there was the Malayan Hills, and Prabhupada said also in Malaysia they were well known for making this sandalwood even 5,000 years ago. So that means they've been going on a very long time. But even ordinary scholars have shown that some of the crafts, especially in Bengal and South India, these same crafts have been going on thousands of years. Sometimes they find something in some kind of a fossil from 10, 12,000 years ago, and the very same things have been going on. And nowadays, unfortunately, there's hardly any demand for this chandan. And at one time, most persons of any high degree, they considered that after taking bath, one would apply chandan, especially in the summer. But nowadays, in Kali Yuga, if you can even take a bath in water, that's considered a big feat. Prabhupada was surprised that people in the West, some of them only bathing once a week or something. They couldn't get facility, or they didn't have any high grade moral on the idea of how to bathe or how to keep clean. But this chandan was essential, and here it's mentioned. But still, it's being compared that although it grows in those places, Malaysia and the Malayan Hills, still it can appear anywhere else. But still, chandan was famous as Malaysian chandan. Like people say nowadays, they say Kleenex, get me a Kleenex. Although there's many types of tissues in a box, still we call it a Kleenex tissue, although it may be some other brand. There's probably 50 other brands. And we say Ajax because people growing up, Ajax was a certain type of powdering cleanser, but they have Comet. There's so many types, but they still call them all Ajax sometimes. So here in this purport, it says he takes his birth although he is unborn, Ajopi son of Yayatma. And so the living entity is also known as Aja, unborn, Ajo, as the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita describes in so many verses, how the living entity is unborn, he cannot be cut. Krishna is giving very clear explanation, cannot be cut, dried, burned in any way, destroyed. He's never born, doesn't die at any time. Avyakta dini bhutani, vyakta madhyani bharata, avyakta nidananyeva tatra kapari devana. We should not lament. Krishna is describing to Arjuna that mam ivam sajiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The jiva is sanatana, just as Krishna is sanatana. So our real home has to be in the sanatana atmosphere. And the only way to attain it is to meditate on these pastimes, as Kunti is clearly describing here, the pastime of Krishna. And going on, you fear in his family a sandalwood appears in the Malayan Hills. That's why that's given. Further in this purport, Krishna is described as supporting. This is Krishna acting in the material world. Krishna says in Gita, utsidiyori me loka, that if I don't act, even though I don't have to act, Krishna has no reason. He has nothing to do, as it said, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natatcha mascha barigash. No one's equal, no one could surpass him. He has nothing to do. He's simply in Galoka, Galoka Eva, Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto. Still by his energy, Andantarasta Paramano Charantarastam. He's maintaining from Goloka. He has nothing to do with this world, but at the same time, by his energies, often Prabhupada would say, just like a wealthy man, even a wealthy man, he just gives some direction, everything goes on by his power. Of course, he has to make some effort. Krishna doesn't make effort, actually. He's just simply playing the flute and enjoying. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritimanti. All of his senses are interchangeable. In this material world, our senses are not interchangeable. But still, we can see by hearing. The first thing we can understand, because the descriptions of Krishna are simply by hearing. Shrute kshita. Shruta means to hear, and ikshita means we see. So we can gradually develop the siddha day, this siddha sroop, this pure, by watering the bhakti lata bij. And this watering is shravan kirtan. The more we're hearing, the more we're seeing Krishna. Not that we have to see Krishna, but Bhakti Santa Saraswati says we act in a way that Krishna will want to see us. That means strong sadhana, following the instructions of the guru at every step. Hrido pagyu yahar padam pade pade. Now the speculators, yanati nati, they always have to eliminate this and that, this and that. But by speculating, as it's also described in Brahma Samhita, one cannot come any. He's going in the opposite direction from Krishna. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragam. If you speculate, muni pungavanam, like the greatest munis, at the speed of air, the speed of mind, and in one less than a fraction of a second, you can think of anything. You can think of Goloka. You can think of Maya. You can think of Krishna. So the mind is so powerful. So by that, one by that speculating power, one cannot come to that platform of Krishna consciousness. Pantastu koti shata, even after billions and billions, and one cannot get to the lotus toe of Krishna. Koti shata vatsara sampragam vayora tapi manaso mani ponga sopyasti yat prabhu sinya vichincha tatwe, means one cannot get to the truth by this speculating. Rather, one has to take it from the sampradaya, and this is what we're doing. We're taking the Bhagavatam day by day, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. As birds fly in the sky, we can hear it. Suta Goswami was describing that with great attention, yat chad jagamam tatra nivishtis tadanugrahat danyan swasti ayanamahat. I understood this Bhagavatam. I heard it from Sukadev. He heard it. He's repeating it with full attention. And then he says, as the yatamati yata, ditam yatamatihi, as far as my intelligence will allow, I will speak it. So he also spoke it as far as his intelligence allowed. So similarly, we are all, just as birds fly in the sky as high as they can't fly any higher. They fly. So similarly, the devotees, they're speaking, hearing, sometimes by their austerity, by somehow, just like if you see Prabhupada, he had full power to deliver, that he could write, he could sing the bhajans wonderfully. We have, fortunately, tapes we can hear. He wrote letters. He was able to establish temples and puja in various temples, all to lift the burden, to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking with Haridas Thakur, he's saying, I don't see any way how these yavanas, they're all meteors. How can they, iha hoite kon mate hoibe nistar, how can they be delivered? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appears to be bewildered that I don't see. Then Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, says, but by this chanting, even the non-moving entities are delivered, because when there's an echo, that is actually the kirtan. This was the ecstasy of Haridas Thakur, that this echo of the chanting is the kirtan of even the non-moving entities. So this way, Haridas Thakur was trying to relieve the anxiety of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because in this age of Kali, everyone is so demoniac. So Mahaprabhu was given the easy method, made easy. Kevala Nandakan, Nartam Das Thakur says, Tarhetu na dekye dukha par, that there, I can't see how to do it, but the devotees are so attentive, we immediately may not be able to get to the point of Madhya Soda or anything like that, but at least we can take the Guru's order on our head. Guru Deki Mora, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my Guru chastised me. Don't try to speculate. Nahi ka vedantarikar. You're not equipped to speculate or to be a philosopher. Of course, we know that when Ishvara Puri spoke with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishvara Puri said, look, Pandit, I know who you are. You're asking me for a mantra, but actually I'm giving you a mantra, I'm giving you my entire existence, because I know that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although hidden, covered. When Sanatana Goswami tried to catch when Lord Chaitanya was instructing him about the different avatars, well, he said, but so golden avatar means you, right? And Lord Chaitanya just immediately changed the subject. So we cannot capture Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like that either, but we can do this simple service of spreading the holy name and alleviating the Lord's anxiety. Actually, has anxiety to deliver the fallen persons, because by their free will they're caught in this Mahamaya, but he wants to capture them in his loving network, the Panchatattva. They dance again and again, and they have a loving network, Prem Mahajal, Prem Jal. And otherwise, they also want to burn the seeds of material desires in the hearts of the living entities, destroy the seed of material desire. And they're only able to do that when the devotees are assisting. They can do that on their own, or the devotees assisting them. They can also work on their own. Nimitta matram bhave sarvasachin. When Arjuna was a little hesitant on the battlefield during the 11th chapter of the Gita, Krishna said, Nimitta matram bhave sarvasachin. Just become an instrument. Become an instrument. Otherwise, I've already killed all these persons. So if you don't do it, then someone does it. But we have a little part to play, and we can alleviate the Lord's anxiety as best as possible. Just as the six Goswamis, Gora Shikoranga Gurana Vananavido Shadhasam Ridhyanvito, Papo Tapa Nikrintino Tanubitam, Govinda Ganamritai, by pouring on them the songs of Govinda, the holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, whatever we, however we can. Just as the six Goswamis, they described Goranga Gunana Vananavido, the pastimes, and they lifted the bara, the burden, just as it's described here in these prayers also by Kunti Devi, the burden of the earth. And so this is the method in Kali Yuga, and the way to please the Sampradaya. And we cannot directly please Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalaya. We're simply insignificant. Dasa, das, 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 das. Many times removed. But Tadira Chanan Sevi Bhakta Sanivas Janame Janame Hoy Ayabhyas. Our desire, like Nartam Das's desire, is birth after birth become servant and servant, servant. Nistara Paichi Keba. We cannot, no one has been delivered, Nartam says. Vaishnava Seva. Without the service of the Vaishnavas, who has ever been delivered in this material world? It cannot be. So that is our aspiration and our meditation in Bhagavatam today. So any comments, questions?
Prabhu, in the beginning of class, you were saying that that Damodar was pretending when Mother Jasoda was chastising him and coming with a stick and tie him up, that he was pretending to be afraid.
Well, but pretending.
Wouldn't we also understand? Yeah.
He loves this. He loves this position. Everyone's afraid of me, but if you come at me with a stick, then. But of course, if we come at him with a stick, it's a little bit sahajya. But Prabhupada at one point says pretending, uses the word pretending. But yeah, he's in this illusion. He's in the complete yoga maya. He doesn't ever think that he's not a child. But who are we to second guess what he thinks, though?
That was my whole pass. I just want to bring that out. Yeah.
Well, he one time said, he used the word, you know, he's pretending. It's a lila. It's a pastime. It's ecstatic pastime. You know, we could meditate on it. We could speculate on it. What is he pretending? Is he, wow, he's Krishna. How he can, at any moment, he could swallow a whole forest fire or kill a huge demon or he could withdraw the entire cosmos. Krishna me nama vehitam atmanam akilatmanam. When the cowherd men were speaking with Nanda Maharaj, they said, you know, we think your son might be some demigod, or maybe he's even a super soul, because he seems to know everything. He's so intelligent. Atmanam akilatmanam. He may be the soul of all souls. We don't know. So they were also speculating in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But one cannot enter Vrindavan in the mood of Kunti, but if one is in this ras of Kunti or even Devaki, so close, but she kind of enter. Even, like we were hearing today from Barshana, he was making the point, or yesterday or today, that Barshana Maharaj was saying that when Lord Chaitanya finally, he was sometimes, they thought, joking, or the devotees were always lamenting, well, why doesn't this Nimai Pandit become a devotee? And he would say, don't worry. When I become a devotee, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Sukadev, all the demigods will come here and worship me. And they were like, oh, my God, you know, he's going to become a devotee, but he's boasting, because he was always boasting. But so when he finally came back from Gaya and he was like just talking about how he'd seen this Krishna in Kanayanathashala and he had a meeting at Suklambar's house, and then the devotees were completely amazed because they never had this type of – they didn't even conceive of. They were still in this kind of mixed stage understanding of Krishna consciousness. When Chaitanya was showing this vastly exalted stage of Krishna consciousness, he's simply – they couldn't do anything to alleviate him. They were inept. They were useless. They were just – every time they would try to alleviate his anxiety, only Gadadhar, when he came there to see Mother Sachi, and he would speak with Nimai, then he would become pacified. So he said, you have to stay here all the time, Gadadhar. You're the only one, you know, who can do it. But he would just increase in the separation, viraha, mood. And it was inconceivable for the devotees, massive devotees. I'm sure some of them were more advanced, but most of them didn't have this idea. It's coming, and it's coming through Madhavendra Puri, through Ishvara Puri, supposedly. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't require any guru, but he's showing that this mercy, he's showing the etiquette. If he'd have just appeared in this mood, it would have been a little better. But here he accepted the guru. He went to Gaya, I mean, he accepted Ishvara Puri as his guru. Then the etiquette was shown. He's always maintaining the etiquette, dharma. Dharma Palo, he's Nitai Gaur, the protectors of the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma Palo, Bande Jagat Priyakaro Kuru Navataro. They're the avatars of pure mercy. And they protect the Dharma and like that. This is one of the ways he accepted the Guru. But still, he gave this very exalted, topmost, inconceivable stage of Krishna consciousness. Before, he was just this incredible pundit and everyone respected him. But the devotees, they were kind of afraid of him, but they thought, wow, he's not a devotee, you know. But the mass of people, they were very materialistic and they thought, well, I want to go to Nimai Pandit. But they were still under the sway of the material energy because they wanted their degrees, what would be equal today of a university degree. Because by studying with Nimai Pandit, you could easily advance. Because he knew everything. He knew everything. So you ask him anything, and he could imbibe it in them. But the devotees, they were in a different position. So when he came, he was giving this topmost
unet ojvala sam sabakti sriyam hari purata sundara beauty kadamas hari purata sadahri de kandari spurta, and we the blessings are there from Krishna's Kaviraj Rup Damodar Rupa Goswami, that he may always appear resplendent in the heart. Of course, we have to think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in a couple days we'll. And right now we're already absorbed in Chaitanya Leela at our temple here.
We're almost over. I have a quick question for you. You mentioned Vallabha. Now, Chaitanya, he had started his own sampradaya.
Well, that was after being with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think. I don't think he's. I mean, he always wanted to be head of a sampradaya, but Prabhupada acknowledges it, although we don't, you know, their path, the Vallabha, you know, is slightly different. And there was, and Nimbarkas also, they also worship Radha Krishna, even the Nimbarkas, but. So only take someone like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Prabhupada to describe the difference. You know, the difference.
So his guru was, why is he connected to the Nimbarka Sampradaya?
Oh, Vallabha?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure the exact history, but he's connected, isn't he?
He considers
that he has his own sampradaya. I mean, the Vallabhas, they take him as, they call him Mahaprabhu. I mean, their acharyas were so angry when they read in an article in BTG back in the 70s, I think it was 76, that they wrote horrible letters. One letter was read to Prabhupada. There were two acharyas. One was from Nathadwar and one was from Bombay. And one or the other, they didn't even show Prabhupada the letter. It was so offensive and heavy duty. But even the one that was shown to Prabhupada, he was demanding that the pastime of Vallabha and Lord Chaitanya, the way it's described by Kaviraj Goswami, should be taken out of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Oh,
so Prabhupada wrote him a letter saying what Kaviraj Goswami has written 500 years ago, how I can take that out. You know, like, it was so absurd. And then Prabhupada said that, you have to understand these were loving pastimes, leelas, that took place 500 years ago, and that you obviously don't have entry into them. These are loving pastimes between Vallabha. Yeah, I think he pacified them some degree, probably actually that in the, you know, in Juhu Temple we have the Nathji on the wall next to, which, you know, that kind of smooths things over. It goes a good distance for smoothing things over. He had Nathji put on the wall next to the altar there on the right side. You know, I think it's on the right side.
Okay.
And if you go to Juhu Temple. So, obviously, we're not against Nathji. We put Nathji up here. But we understand that Nathji was discovered by Madhavendra Puri. And they take it that Vallabha is the one who discovered it as a whole. It gets a little bit nasty, you know.
Huh. Let me ask you one other quick question, because we're over. In the purport, it mentioned about Nala, which it's a shame. I really like the story on Nala Damayante, but it looks like it's just mundane. That's what I've heard.
Well, it's in the Mahabharata, right?
Yeah. It's a fantastic story.
But is Krishna ever spoken about in that?
I was a long time ago I read it, but yeah, it was really good. But anyway, in connection with this, the purport, I don't understand where this fits in, what he's saying there. Why is he mentioning Nala? About Nala. He says, but Nala was also a pious king with no connection with
Krishna. Well, he's just saying that because there's no relation to Krishna, therefore we don't pay that much heed to it, he's saying.
Hmm.
I mean, that's not hard to see why he put that there. He's just saying that he's pious, so is Yudhisthira, but Yudhisthira is directly connected.
Mm-hmm.
With Krishna,
okay.
And, you know, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhisthira, and like that. Whereas Nala, yeah, he's pious, but it's a mundane, considered a mundane story by at least our acharyas. I mean, the Mahabharata, Vyasadeva was chastised for, you know, Narada Muni said, you made the Mahabharata, and you even did Vedanta Sutra, but these things, you know, the way the Mahabharata described is Akila. Inferior, and Prabhupada even goes so far as to say you as worthless or useless or something. You know, it's like, I mean, Mahabharata minus Krishna or minus Bhagavad Gita. You know, of course, there's a lot in there we have to know, but some of the things are very peripheral. Some of the stories, you know, just to attract Stri Sudra Dvija Bandunam Trayanashu Dhyotra, because they don't have access to, they're not attracted to deep philosophies, but they're getting philosophy from Mahabharata. And they're also, Mahabharata is known as the fifth Purana, and the Puranas, we know, they're Shastra, so in one angle. But still, we take the Bhagavatam as the essence. Saram Saram Samudritam has been churned. Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Palam Shuka Mukudra Matudavasam Yutam. But the Bhagavad, drink the Bhagavatam, because it's the essence of all Shastras. That's right there in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Palam, it's the fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas. The Vedas are a tree. You can take whatever you want from it. So, but why not take the essence, the fruit? Mm-hmm. You can take bark or some bitter fruits. The Mayavadis, they eat the bitter fruits of neem, whereas devotees take the mango buds.
One last thing. He's known as Yadava and Yadunandana. Yaduvir, I've never heard that before.
Yaduvir, it's another one. I mean, and Vira means the hero or something. Hero of the Yadus.
Hmm. Okay.
Mahavir, Yaduvir, it could be like that.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, so I didn't do all my verses. It was kind of bewildering to have to do all those verses in purport. It's not enough time, really, to do all that. Sorry, but somebody else is going to
have to. Great class, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Pushkar.
Somebody's going to have to do it. Okay, Haribol, thanks a lot.
Jai.
Happy Gopranim. Or today, Thursday, well, I guess tomorrow.
Yeah, we have one more class to go.
Or you want to start talking about Lord Chaitanya in your classes or something. Because you're not even going to be able to do it on Gorpanim.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. Whoever's giving class tomorrow. Who's giving class tomorrow?
I still got to arrange that.
Oh, well, whoever does it, if they just get into the Gaur Lila, I think, because this is the mood, you know, building up. I mean,
yep.
So just a suggestion. Because we are Gaura Bhaktas. Hopefully.
Okay, Prabhu. Yeah. There's nothing else. Thank you so much, Pushkar Prabhu. Nice class.
Wonderful class. Thank you, Pushkar. Our glorious to Srila Prabhupada.
Hi. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.